What's up, y'all? It's your girl DRM coming over your speakers. I know it's a new voice, it's a new voice. So we're gonna get into this lesson. But before we even begin, I need you to set something down. Not your logic, keep that, but your automatic rejection of anything that doesn't fit inside what you were taught. Because this isn't about proving a point. This is about observing patterns most people overlook and asking a question they're too uncomfortable to sit with. This is a perspective, a possibility, a lens. And whether you agree or disagree isn't the point. The point is to think, to feel, to notice. So don't listen to respond, listen to observe. Listen, what if I told you every time the temperature drops, it isn't just the season shifting. It's the spirit of the environment tightening. What if winter isn't just cold air, but cold consciousness? Now, don't run just yet. Stay with me. Because I've been watching for not a day, not a week, but for years. See, I peek patterns, and patterns don't lie. People just don't sit with them long enough to hear what they are saying. Let's talk about the children. The children, the ones we say are just kids, but somehow carry the weight of systems they didn't build. The ones who walk into school buildings and inherit pressure, deadlines, structure, expectation, before they even understand what stress is. Now watch this. When they are free, no homework, no tests, no bells controlling their breath, something shifts. They laugh loud, they move different, they exist without compression. And outside, it feels warmer. Not metaphorically, I'm talking real life, step outside with no jacket type warm. Now flip it, school back in session, assignments stacking, minds tightening, energy contracting. And what happens? The air gets colder. Now, I'm not saying they control the seasons. Summer gone summer, winter gone winter. But within those seasons, there's movement, there's fluctuation. There's degrees to this. And I'm saying the collective state of the children isn't separate from that shift. See, we've been taught to look at weather as something out there, something happening to us. But what if the environment is in conversation with us? What if the atmosphere isn't just physical, but responsive? Now think deeper. Stress, what does it do? It contracts the body. It tightens the breath. It lowers the vibration. Yes, I said it. And when something contracts long enough, it cools. Expansion, warms. Contraction cools. That isn't just spiritual talk. That's observable. So when children, the most sensitive, unfiltered receivers in the collective, enter states of pressure, you telling me that energy just disappears? No. Energy don't vanish. It transfers, it expresses, it echoes, and children, they don't hide it like adults do. They broadcast it loud. So now the question isn't, do children control the weather? The question is, what role does the collective emotional field play in how the world responds? Because maybe, just maybe, children isn't the cause, but they the clearest signal. The early warning system, the emotional barometer, the one showing us in real time when the environment is out of alignment. And if that's true, then every cold front isn't just atmospheric, it's informational. Every warm day in the middle of winter might be a moment of release, a breath, a pause, a reminder that harmony, even temporary, changes how reality feels. So, I'll leave you with this. Next time the temperature shifts, don't just check your weather app. Check the energy around you. Check the children. Check the tension. Check the rhythm of the environment. Because the world might not be as separate from us as we were taught to believe. And if the children are reacting, then something deeper is speaking. The question is, are you paying attention? So thank y'all for tuning in with your girl DRM. Be a voice and not an echo. And as y'all got mental always say, remember, you're all stars. So shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.